That's the whippoorwill introducing our next category, namesayers. As you might expect, the names of these birds are reminiscent of their songs. Besides associating the names and songs, try to develop an additional handle for each species. Our first pair are members of the nightjar family. Learning the vocalization of these two is especially important because of their nocturnal habits. First, listen to the repetitious, three-part song of the whippoorwill. Note that the middle phrase seems to be comprised of two syllables. Whippoorwill, whippoorwill. The whippoorwill accents the first and last part of his song. Now the four-part song of the chuckwill's widow. Note how the whippoorwill repeats his phrases more quickly than the chuckwill's widow. First, whippoorwill. Next, chuckwill's widow. Now let's listen to two chickadees, the black-capped and the Carolina. These two birds derive their names from their calls. Chickadee-dee-dee-dee-dee. First, listen to the more northerly black-capped chickadee. Here's the call of the Carolina chickadee, which is similar, but higher pitched and faster. Now the songs, which are even more distinctive. Listen to the melodious, two-noted whistle of the black-capped chickadee, also known as its Phoebe song. Phoebe. The Carolina chickadee also has a Phoebe-like song, but it's in four parts. The song sounds like Phoebe, Phoebe. A variation of this song is Phoebe, Phoebe. Now let's review the songs and calls of both species. It's useful to note that both birds have very high-pitched sounds, garbled notes, and sputters, often intermingled with their calls. First, the black-capped chickadee. Now the Carolina chickadee. Our next species is Eastern Phoebe. Listen to him abruptly sounding out his name. At times, the song sounds like feebly. There's no mistaking the emphatic Phoebe song for the counterfeit of the black-capped chickadee. Listen to the harsh song of the Eastern Phoebe, followed by a series of his flat call notes. The Eastern Wood Pewee gives a slow, plaintive whistle of two or three syllables. Note the rising inflection at the end of the phrase. Perhaps a better representation of this song would be Pee-o-wee. We sometimes hear an alternate song with a downward inflection. Peer. As with many other woodland birds, the low visual profile of the Eastern Wood Pewee makes its song an especially useful one to know. Here it is again. Another bird that says its name is the killdeer. This vocalization is often given in flight, at times sounding like kadee, 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 or just dee, dee, dee. Here are various vocalizations of the killdeer. Our last namesayer is a bird whose vocalization is well known. The northern bobwhite gives a strongly whistled version of his name. Bob White.